Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to PGN, Prophetic Grace Network, where we do it more than we talk about it. Today, February 24, 2024. Blessings. I'm Carmen, and I'll be your host tonight. Blessings. Tonight, I don't really want to talk too much. I want just to talk a little bit about the days of Isaiah. In the days of Isaiah, God told him that there will be rewards for the evil they had done. But he said that there will be blessings to those that have lived righteous lives. So there's a contrast there, the rewards of evil and rewards for righteousness. If you've been doing evil, then repent. Don't let the enemy lie to you that your sins can't be washed, that God can't do that. Yes, he can. All you have to do is be willing to admit that you were wrong, that you have sinned, and then reject and turn. Turn away from that sin. And move towards to the life of God. You know, God wants you to turn to him. I mean, he doesn't want robots. He wants you to give your life to him. Tonight is going to be brief. It won't be too long. And the message tonight is God's giving a warning. And I was watching something on a movie of some drug lords and the involvement of how they, you know, found ways to do wickedness to get their money and things like that. And I started thinking, what are these people going to do? Because in real life, these people are going to face the digital currency. And so everything's going to be monitored. But you know what? The wicked will always find wicked things to do. But with God, God always blesses his people, no matter how hard the situation may be. And that's what you got to understand. God is for you. He's not against you. So listen up. And this is for believers that can't wait for this punishment to come on the enemy, on their enemies. Know that God loves them too. Be careful when they get their punishment, that you rejoice in it. And God doesn't want that to happen. He doesn't want us to rejoice in the punishments of others. But he may turn around and punish you instead. Walk in love. And I'm not saying to have the warm fuzzies for them. Love is not engaging in fights and not allowing yourselves to behave appropriately, but to maybe stay away from those that push your buttons and cause you to act in an ugly way towards them. So love is forgiving them and praying for God to set them free. That's love. It doesn't mean that, you know, you invite them to your house and, you know, all this and that. No, praying for these people. It could be your enemy, like I spoke about last week, can be anybody. It can be your family. It could be your children. It could be your neighbor. It could be your coworker. It could be anyone. So in God's word, Proverbs 24:17, it says, do not rejoice when your enemies fall, and let not your heart be glad when he stumbles, lest the Lord see it and be displeased and turn away his anger from him. Don't be happy when misfortune comes on your enemy. Rejoice in other versions of the Bible means to gloat. Don't gloat. Don't be delighted. Don't have a bad attitude about what's happening to your enemy. Proverbs 17:5 says, those who rejoice at the misfortune of others will be punished. God and only God sees your heart like no one else. He sees right through it. Look what God says about seeing your heart. You know, I was looking at the news of this young man that had killed some people, and they caught him. And he was crying like a baby. And his mom was crying uncontrollably. And he had done a lot of bad stuff. But a little part of me was like, well, he got what he deserved. But that's not what God wants us to do. He doesn't want us to say things like that. He wants us to pray for these people. I pray that that young man gets born again in the jail that he's in, that his life will be turned around, no matter what the consequences of his actions were. God wants us to have clean hearts so that we can pray over for other people and be effective in our prayers to turn lives of other people around. But if we're going to be acting the same way, then we're just the same. So 1 Samuel 16:17 says, but The Lord said to Samuel, "Do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." So he sees right through us. He looks at our heart. He knows exactly what's going on in our heart. Pray for your enemies. And God says, "But I say to you who hear, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray to those for those who abuse you." Stephen was a martyr who did just that. He forgave those that were stoning him. Doesn't that sound familiar from what Jesus said in his words? "Lord, do not hold this sin against them. Forgive them." So doesn't that sound just like Jesus? We're supposed to be like him. It's not easy to forgive those that hurt us and have done things, especially hidden things. And but we're to not let these things go into our heart and embitter us. And then we're rendered useless because the enemy also has gotten a hold on us. So we are to be set free and stay free so that we can pray for others. When we get happy when our enemies are in their downfall, God sees that, and that's not what he commanded us to do. "Whoever mocks the poor insults his maker. He who is glad at calamity will not go unpunished." We're going to see a lot of stuff happening. God is bringing judgment, but we should not rejoice. I heard this past week, I was looking at something that I heard somebody mention about this one pastor. And this one pastor, his doctrine was really wrong. And it saddened me that he had died in his sin. And that I don't want that for anybody. He received his reward. But that should send a message to all of us that, you know, God's not mocked. What we sow, we reap. So bless those who curse you. Bless them with your prayers, with your love, by doing what they don't deserve. That's grace. That's love. And whatever God decides to do, that's up to him, not up to us. Let God take vengeance if they do you evil. If they do you wrong, don't do them evil. Feed them. Help them. Give them drink. Have you ever heard, "Kill them with kindness"? Well, God doesn't say that. But what he does say is, heap burning coals on their heads. What is a burning coal? Burning coals are like putting shame on their heads, their feelings, their thoughts, on their conscience, so that they can feel ashamed of what they're doing when you're kind to them. Do good, not evil. When you do this, you give God room to judge right. Judge them right. Romans 12:19 says, "Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, 'A vengeance is mine; I will repay,' says the Lord." Letting God help people, that person or the people that he wants to deal with, giving them an opportunity to repent. There's no guarantee of this, but God will deal with them righteously, not like we can. We don't know how to do it righteously. You see, God loves them. And just as he loves them and is patient with them, remember, he's also been patient with us too. So we give what God has given to us. Okay, 2 Peter 3:9. "The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance." What a loving God we have. Have you ever seen two little girls fighting? One gets in trouble and the other one gloats over her sister's punishment. Then the parent punishes the other one. Well, that's God's heart. the parent's heart is God's heart. God doesn't want that. God wants us to learn to love, not to be divided. The parent does doesn't want to punish their child. It hurts a parent. I remember parents saying, "Oh, this hurts me more than it hurts you." But they only wish for our behaviors to be better. Well, God is the same. That's God's heart. He desires for all to repent and behave. Remember, it's not being up in that person's life, but doing them the right thing. That's love. There's a battle. A battle is to do good when others do us evil. The battle is against our flesh wanting to take vengeance. You may have knowledge about God's word, but we need to have wisdom and apply the knowledge that God has given us. That's what God wants us. I mean, we can have all the knowledge we want in knowing about the Bible, but it's when you apply it that's what the beginning of wisdom is, the fear of the Lord, doing what he says, is acting on what you have heard. I pray you're wise and act on what you've learned tonight. You want to love God? Then apply what he said. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. You shall love the Lord. But the second commandment is to love yourself, love thy neighbor as yourself. So if you love yourself, then love your neighbor, because you wouldn't want evil to come upon you either, right? So I leave you with that tonight. And if there's anyone that wants to be ministered to tonight, just raise your hand, dial 1, and I'll take your call. It's going to be a short night. Depending. Give me a moment here, and let me play a song until somebody wants to be ministered to. So give me 1 second. Okay. Thank you. Okay, we'll be taking calls. Our first call is 334-403, your name and where you're from.
Right, Denver.
Who's this?
This is Sonia.
Oh, okay, Sonia. Okay, Tanya or Sonia?
Sonia with the S from Goshen,
okay,
Alabama.
All right. Let me put you on mute, and then I'll get right back to you. Thank you, Lord, for Miss Sonia. Lord, we just thank you for her life, for the her persistence, Father God. Oh, I thank you, Lord, because she does not give up. She does not give up. She is persistent, and you love that about her, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for that persistence because she's persistent to love. She's persistent to move. She's persistent to hear the voice of God and obey it. We thank you, Father God, for her persistence. I just keep hearing that word, persistence. And because of your persistence, you will be rewarded according to your persistence. And I sense that that's going to be something great. So we thank you for her life, Lord. We thank you, Father God. We just thank you right now for her health, Father God. Thank you, Lord, because as she moves, there's things moving in her body like never before. I thank you, Lord, because you're restoring certain things in her. I just saw like a car when it hasn't been given the right oil and it hasn't been the oil hasn't been changed in that car for a long time. But when they come in and they change the oil and do all the maintenance that it needs, I see that that car starts to run the way it's supposed to run. And so I sense that the Lord is doing that in your life also, that he's helping you to put the right things in your life, the right things in your life. And you're starting to see that, and you're going to continue to see things moving in your life because of that, because of the allowing God to put those things in your life to motion. So I thank you, Lord, for her persistence, because it will pay off. It pays off, and it is paying off in Jesus' name. And I see you being full of joy because of this, because it's like you're like, wow, this is awesome. I see you like in a car, like, you know, like that car is running the way it's supposed to, and that gives you such joy. But it's not just a physical car. It is your walk with the Lord. And I just sense that you're a shining example to other people as a result of this. In Jesus' name, we just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Sister Sonia's life, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for touching her physically, spiritually, and emotionally. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Oh, praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It's like you're blossoming. Like you're blossoming. Like when the flowers begin to blossom. At first, you don't see the colors. You don't see the changes. But then when they open up, they blossom. And so in this time, in this season, God is allowing you to blossom. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hey, Sonia.
All right. I kept on trying to get on tonight. Nick kept saying, not on the prayer line. So, I mean,
I think Blog Talk is having issues. Yeah.
Thank God, because this is what I've been praying for, to God to do that in my life. And Sister Carmen, Prophetess Carmen, would you like to have prayer right now, or you want to wait till after it's all over and you can come back and I'll pray for you?
Oh, it's all right. You can talk whatever you like to talk about.
No, I said, do you want prayer now, or do you want to wait till the end? I come back and pray for you. When you get everybody.
Yeah, I think to everybody, what I can ask you to pray for is that that the Lord will touch Blog Talk right now, because we're having issues to, with people trying to call in. For some reason, it's knocking some people out from what you're telling me. So, yeah, you can pray about that.
Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, first of all, I ask you to restore a prophetess, Carmen Virtue. Lord, she needs a miracle herself. We're asking you to touch these phone lines, Lord. Let everyone get through when they're trying to get through. Lord, open up the windows of heaven for Sister Carmen, and Lord, we're prophetess Carmen, but Lord, I know she's not hooked on no title, so I'm asking you to open up the windows of heaven, pour out blessings that she don't even have thought of, or her ears ain't even came to. Lord, we're asking you right now to give her every desire of her heart. We pray for Prophet Randy, for his virtue, and for his body, Lord. Don't let the enemy come against his body. Lord, we know he's getting, we know he's past 21. So give him strength in his body and blessing. And Lord, I'm asking you to touch prophetess Carmen, I'm asking you to even bless every cousin, every friend that she met in South Tubac and Puerto Rico. I'm asking you, Lord, continue let the fire of the Holy Ghost spread out through that region. Lord, I'm asking you to open up the windows of heaven for her right now. Let the angels Michael fight her battle. Let the angels, beauty and bands go all around her wherever she travels. Lord, give her every desire of her heart, because she is your daughter. We thank you for her obedience. We thank you for her eyes, Lord. You look through her eyes and you see, Lord, to other people. You use her eyes to see. We thank you for her spiritual gifts. And Lord, open up the doors, Lord, that she can go minister in different various places, even different states. Let them begin to call on her and let her go and do what you would have her do. Make the way financially, pay her way, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Sister Sonia, do you realize that each week that you come on, there's a transformation going on in you? I sense your speech is changing. It's becoming very clear. And my goodness, yes. And your prayers, oh my goodness, you're an intercessor. My goodness, you know how to pray really good. And I thank you for that, for praying for us, for PGN, for Prophet Randy. I thank you for your obedience in prayer. Thank you so much. You're blossoming. Amen.
Let's give God all the glory.
Wow. Well, is there anything else you
want
to say?
Cool. Ma'am.
Say that again?
Say it again. I didn't hear what you said.
Okay. Oh, no. I was just asking you to say what you were saying again.
I was saying, thank you. Let's give God all the glory.
Amen. Amen. God is doing a change in you. He's healing you.
Hallelujah. I believe that.
I hear your speech each week. You're sounding different, and your speech is becoming better and better each week. Praise God.
Wow.
God is healing
you. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
What a mighty good God we serve.
Well, thank you for letting me know that the lines were being dropped when you called. That let me know why the calls were going in and out. Yes, I let Prophet Randy know to let everybody know. And if you know anybody, whoever's listening, let other people know that, you know, just keep trying, because it's an issue with Blog Talk right now. And so we pray that everything gets fixed properly. So, all right. Yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, I thank you for every prayer that you prayed for me, because that's exactly what I've been praying to God. I want to be used of God like never before, and I want to give my whole heart, soul, mind, spirit, everything I got belong to God.
Well, you surely are doing it. You're already doing it, and we thank you for that, and we thank you for your obedience, and God is going to reward you mightily for that. All right, Sister Sonia, thank you so much. You bless my heart tonight.
All right. Bless you. Right. See you next Saturday if the Lord plays the same.
All right. All right. Well, God bless. Have a wonderful week. All right.
You too. Bless and down.
Amen. All right. Let me remind callers that if you want to be ministered to tonight, please raise your hand by dialing 1 on your phone, and that'll get you into the queue. There's some people on the line without their hands raised up, but I'll get to you. The next call is 240-482, your name and where you're from. And just letting everybody know, we're having a little difficulties with Block Talk because it from what Miss Sonia was saying that it was knocking the calls out. So I do apologize. If I see your number, because I wrote the number down, if I see your number and you call back in, I'll get you again. All right. 240-482, your name and where you're from.
This is Valerie from North Carolina.
Hi, Valerie.
Hi, Connie.
All right.
How are you?
Good, but God bless you. Let me put you on mute so I can pray for you. Thank you, Lord, for Valerie. Thank you, Jesus. Pressing. I sense that you're pressing in prayer. Like you're pressing, like you're pushing something, and God sees that you're pressing in, in prayer, and don't think that He's not listening to you because you haven't seen anything, but I see that God is noticing that you're pressing through, and there you're gonna have your breakthrough as you press through, your breakthrough is coming, and so sometimes you know. When we're going uphill and we're pushing uphill, it seems like, oh, man, you know, when am I going to get to the top of this hill? But you know what? Keep pressing through, and then you're going to notice a change in your prayers. You're going to sense it in the spirit realm that God heard, okay? You know, it's like when you get to the top, and you feel like you're never going to get there. And then once you get there, then it's easy to come down because it's like, okay, you put all the effort into praying. So and you're pressing through, God's going to give you your breakthrough. Amen. And so nothing comes easy, but with God, all things are possible. So I sense a breakthrough of some kind, something that you're praying about. And I sense that God's realizing, He wants you to know that He is watching. He is seeing it. But, you know, just to keep pressing for your breakthrough. So I thank you, Lord, for that breakthrough. Thank you for Valerie, Father God. She's breaking through. She's breaking through to her breakthrough. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, thank you, Lord. It's almost like if I'm seeing you with a wheelbarrow and that you're carrying some things uphill, but it's going to be easier. But be careful when you go downhill with that barrel. And, you know, continue staying steady, strong and steady. You got a barrel of things that you're praying about. I don't know why the barrel, but that's what I'm seeing. So I thank you, Lord, for Valerie's breakthrough and the things that you're helping her with in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Breakthrough. Hey, Valerie. Mm-hmm. Nice
Hello.
To hear you. How are
it
you?
It's nice to hear you, too. I'm doing pretty good. I definitely definitely agree with what you mentioned. I definitely feel like I'm pressing.
Yes, it's a lot. Whatever it is, it's a lot. But, you know, God knows. And maybe that's why it's hard, because it's so many things. But you know what? Leave it in God's hands. Leave it in God's hands, and he'll give you the strength to go to overcome whatever it is that you're pressing mm-hmm. through for. In our own strength, it's going to feel heavy. But when God does it, you know, I sense sometimes when I'm praying and I just feel this thing, like it's a battle. It's like you're pushing, you're fighting. You're fighting in the spirit of over these things. And sometimes you feel like you want to give up, but you can't, because it may be just right around the corner. It may be just, you may be just at the tip of it. And if you give up, you won't see
mm-hmm.
the results
yeah.
of it. So, you know, have you ever gone to school and you're working on, you're going to school, you're working on a degree or working on something to learn something, and you feel like giving up in the middle of it, but you keep on moving in that, and then you realize, okay, now in the middle of the semester, you're almost done, and then you see that if you had given up before, that you wouldn't have gotten to the place where you're going, and that it's easier after that. You know, like certain semesters,
mm-hmm.
they're hard at the beginning, and then when you keep on and you give your best, then it just flows. It gets better. And so
yeah.
I don't know if that analogy helps you, but don't give up. Don't give up. You're just, you
Amen.
Know, sometimes, you know, we want to give up ahead of time, and you're in there. You're almost there. You're halfway there. Just keep on going. You'll see the results. You'll see what God is doing through you, in you, and for you.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I pray that encouraged
Amen.
You. So
yes.
how are you doing? What's going on?
Really? I mean, just, you know, pressing and trying to persevere in lots of different areas. I was thinking earlier today, you know, I'm trying to, I work full time, but, you know, I'm trying to start just get geared up to start a business and, you know, on the side, you know, one way will hope at one point will hopefully, you know, come to pass. And, you know, I'm just, but you know, that the picture that you gave about, you know, trying to push a wheelbarrow up the mountain, I definitely identify with that. And just that, you know, sometimes it just feels so hard to get things started. And I feel like I'm, you know, pushing against myself, the flesh, all of these different things. And, you know, just there, just trying to, you know, work through my deficiencies, I guess, for lack of a better word.
You may well be pressing through those things and disciplining yourself in that area, and you're pushing. That's part of your breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
You're pushing
mm-hmm.
through those things that may try to hold you back. And that's the pressure of what's in that barrel. It's trying to push you back, that wanting you to give up. But no, you keep on going, and it gets easier. It gets easier
mm-hmm.
as you keep pushing. So don't give up. God sees your efforts. He's helping you. He's there with you along the way, giving you the strength. But never forget always seeking him first. As you see
yes.
These other things, and they'll come to pass, and God will guide you as to how to do it. And it won't, nothing is easy. God never promises, you know, like you ever heard that song, I never promised you a rose garden or something like that. Well, you know,
mm-hmm,
God doesn't
mm-hmm.
promise us, you know, that it's going to be easy, but he does promise us the victory if we don't fail, if we don't stop. He's there with you. And sometimes, you know, we have to let go of certain things, and that's disciplining ourselves each and every day. And you're being stronger. You're getting stronger and stronger because of that. And you can do it. You can do it. You can do it. Everything new requires a lot of effort at first. everything mm-hmm. new. Whether you're going to school, whether you're starting a business, even as a mother or whatever the case may be, it's hard at the beginning. But then it gets easier, a little easier, more yeah. easier. It becomes a little more easier in different stages. But God will help you. And there's different stages to things, too, where you have to, okay, you made it here, and then more effort is required in the next stage. And you go up higher and higher. God's going to take you higher and higher. But always remember, without him, you can't do anything.
So amen.
He sees your efforts right now. But, you know, sometimes we just have to do it. Sometimes we have to do it. And that's something mm-hmm. that I say a lot. If we can't expect to be perfect. We learn lessons along the way as we move towards it and learn to hear his voice. We may learn that, okay, that wasn't God. And next time you get better and better at it, and then you start realizing, oh, okay, this is God. This is not God. But if you don't move, then you're not going to get to that next level. Even with all the mistakes and everything, that's still a lesson learned.
Mm-hmm.
So there's still lessons learned, because any person that's in a business will tell you they made a lot of mistakes to get to where they are. And sometimes we have to learn those mistakes, you know, by living through them in order to learn what not to do the next time or in something else. And then you get better. It's like riding a bike. You're awful at it at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then you learn better. And, oh, I can't do this. If I do this, it starts wobbling. If I do that, oh, I can't jump over a rock because it's going to hurt the bike. No, so you're going to learn some lessons in moving forward, but don't give up, because then you're going to be right where you were before. And with discouragement, you may make mistakes,
right.
but you're going to learn from those mistakes, and you're going to keep on moving forward. I'm thinking about Abraham Lincoln. He made a lot of mistakes, but look at the awesome president that he became later on. There was a lot mm-hmm. of things that came against him. But look, he wanted to be a president, and he tried and he tried, and finally he got what he was trying for. And so we have many, many people that will tell you, yeah, it was rough at the beginning, but I stuck with him, God was with me, and I made it through. I remember this one evangelist that ministered to this one lady in the church. And I don't know who she was, but he prophesied to her, and she was kind of a little discouraged because it was rough. You know, she had a children's clothing store, and she was about to give up on it. And so this evangelist prophesied to her that he heard the Lord say carnival. And she was like, she couldn't believe what he was saying. And she says that was the name that she was going to name her store, Carnival.
Oh, wow.
And so that encouraged her to realize that God did hear. And that was the name of that future store, children's store, clothing store that she was, but she was getting discouraged. She didn't know what to do. So with that, she got encouraged. She was like, oh, wow, you know, God is hearing. And so God gives us little glimpse, little encouragement so that we can keep on moving, keep on going. And so this is what your night tonight. God is telling you, keep moving. Keep moving. He hears.
Keep
he sees. You're going to make it. Amen? And don't fear the mistake. Don't fear the mistake. Amen?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So from that, you're going to learn other things. Amen?
That's right.
It's when
Thank
we
you.
Do
Amen.
Nothing. It's when we do nothing. And we know that God has... God has a purpose and a plan for us in doing something, but even in that, he's going to teach you something. Amen?
Amen.
Don't be afraid. Allow him. Just move and always seek him. Okay? Just
All
do
right.
it. Move.
Absolutely. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
All right, girl. Is there anything else you would like to say or anything you want us to pray about? Maybe about your business?
Yes. So yes for that. And there are two other things. One is, you know, and I feel like I've been praying about this for a while, is, you know, I've been thinking about changing jobs, not quitting my job to pursue a business, but, you know, I just feel like, I feel like the opportunities for growth are limited. I like, you know, I like where I work and I like the people that I work with, but I just feel, it just seems to me that, I just kind of feel kind of pigeonholed and there's no where for me to go at the moment. And so I really have been asking the Lord for guidance about that as well. You know, should I stay? Should I be looking for something else? And alongside of that, I have someone that I manage one employee right now, and it's been almost a year, and it's been very difficult. And just guidance on how to deal with that. I've just had lots of issues with this employee, and I just don't know what the next step should be, and, you know, just how to handle things sometimes. It's like, you know, I don't think that she's a good fit for the position, but, you know, who wants to fire someone? I don't want to put someone in a difficult position, but things have not gone well. And it's been almost a year, you know, different things. And so I just really would like for the Lord to order my steps and just show me, you know, how to handle these things.
Give you the wisdom to know how to apply what you already know to do. I got to ask you a question. You're watching this person, you're seeing their talents, you're seeing what they can do, what they cannot do. Is there any possibility for that person to be maybe changing a different position that's a better fit for that person? Or is it
honestly?
No.
You know, there are some aspects of the job that she's good at. I would say probably 30% of her job responsibility she's really good at. But as a result of that, the other 70% of what she was hired to do hasn't been done, and it's been difficult trying to get that out of her. And I think I've just recently come to the conclusion that, you know, she struggles to multitask. This job might not be a good fit for her long term because so much of the work isn't getting done. I think, you know, she is great with people, but then there's some other, you know, other important parts of the job that have just been neglected over the last year. And so, but it's a smaller company, so there aren't a lot of, you know, we don't have any open positions right now. So I'm not saying that it's all bad, but, you know, in terms of what she was hired for.
Has she been talked to about it, what is required of her, and has she been given time to correct herself?
Yes, and we're in a period of another period of correction right now, or just, you know, trying to make things streamlined processes for her so that things will be, you know, just, okay, let's set this aside for now and let's see if we can get caught up here, you know, doing those kinds of things and saying, you know, these are the things that are in your job description. This isn't, you know, these are some of the things that are not getting done. And so it's really a struggle, but there's also, you know, to some extent, a lack of flexibility, and, you know, she wants to focus on the things that she's good at. And I understand we all want to do that, but that's just not, you know, she wasn't just hired for those few things. There are other things that she was hired for that aren't taking place. And so,
she hasn't given a report card, and sort of like a report card to show her where she's lacking. And so she has been given time. And so, well, that's been the upper people, you know, they have to decide whether to keep her or, you know, have to, but given her a fair warning, she's been given warning. So it may be a blessing for her in the end, because then she'll be in the right place. She's learned something. Like I was saying, we've learned mm-hmm. some things, even though they may not be, they might not feel right. And we learn through our mistakes, but she'll learn through her mistake that this is not where she's supposed to, but she's learned some things. And
definitely. Yeah.
We want to spare people their feelings, but you know, the feelings are not going to do the job that needs to be done. And so let's pray about it and let's see what the Lord shows you. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Valerie with this job, that change that she's been so desiring. We pray, Father God, that you would just connect her with the right people at the right time. Lord, give her divine connections in that, Father God, that she will find her place where she needs to go, Father God, and that she won't move, that she'll move as you give her direction. And I pray, Father God, for this employee, Father God. We just ask you, Father God, that you help this employee, Father God, to realize that she's not a perfect fit for this company, Father. And I pray that you open the doors for her to find another job that she is good at, and that she will be able to see that there's a better job for her, and that she will be able to go on her own without having to have her fired. But if she refuses to hear your voice, Father God, we just pray that you just help her to learn the lessons of that there are some places that we're not called to be, and that there has been some things that she's learned, Lord. So we just pray, Father God, that you would just help her, that she would transition into another job on her own versus being fired, Lord. We just ask you, Father, to have mercy on her and to help her, Father God. And to be thankful for what she's learned, and that she could go to another place where she'll learn more. So we just lift up that person up to you, Lord. Bless her, Father God. And it's never an easy thing to be fired, and we just don't want that for her. And I can hear it in Valerie's heart, Father God, that she doesn't want to do that. But we just ask you, Father God, that you would allow this person to move on, and that she would realize that it's time to go on her own, Father God, so that she could be spared the firing, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Allow her open doors. Yes, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for Valerie, Father God, for the transitions, for the business, everything that she's put her hands to do, that you would guide her in everything, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for our sister. Amen and amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Thank you for your prayers. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. I know how that is, you know. It's not always easy, but God is there. God can turn it around.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Right.
God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye. Have a good week, Valerie. All right, 484-521, your name and where you're from. 484.
Can you hear me?
I'm sorry? Hello? 484-521.
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, yes, now I can hear you. Who is this?
God bless you. God bless you, my sister. My name is Angela. I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
All right, let me pray for you, and I'll be right back. All right. Thank you, Lord, for Angela, Father God. Sometimes, you know, we run into bumpy paths. There are a certain paths that we walk on. There's some paths that are rocky, some paths that are grassy, some paths that are like cement, some paths that are like rubbery. And so right now I sense that you're walking on a rocky path. But that God gives you the shoes to walk on that. So you don't worry, because when God is with you, who can be against you, right? So I see you walking on a rocky path. And for that, you need certain shoes. And so God has given you the shoes of the preparation of the gospel of peace. So he wants you to walk in peace in those rocky path. You know, I've learned that you can't use the same shoes for everything, that you can't use your sneakers on a rocky path, that you need special boots that hug your ankle to keep your ankles straight and strong. And so those boots can be spiritual warfare boots, where you walk on certain areas that are not easy. They're rocky. But when you are wearing what God says, that peace, you can walk in those rocky places. You can overcome that rocky path and not get hurt. Your ankles won't get hurt. You'll have a strong calf, a strong ankle to get you to where you've got to go. I remember working in one place where there were rocks everywhere. The paths were rocky. Everything that where we walked, we could hear it crunch, 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 crunch. And I was wearing the wrong shoes. But when I started wearing the boots and wearing thicker socks, I was able to walk, and it wasn't as damaging to my body. I mean, my whole body felt different and better. But you have to have the right shoes to walk on certain places. You have shoes for running. You have shoes for riding bikes. You have shoes for different types. So, but I'm sensing that the shoes that you're wearing, they were supposed to wear, are the shoes of the gospel of peace. There's something about that. The warfare is coming, and God wants you to stay in his peace. And that's the warfare. That's the warfare, staying in God's peace and not allowing the things around you to get you off track, to get you from getting from where you are to where you're supposed to be. So we thank you, Father God, for Sister Angela, Lord, that she is walking in peace. She's got her armor on, and her armor on her feet are the shoes of the preparation of the gospel of peace. And she walks in peace in Jesus' name. So we thank you, Lord, and as she walks in peace and doesn't allow things to ruffle her, but it's your peace, it's not a man-made peace. It is your peace. So we thank you, Lord, for your peace over her as she seeks your face. She will be finding herself in that peace and moving along in that path in the name of Jesus. And not always are we going to walk on that path. There's other paths that we walk on. But right now, this is where the Lord wants you, and this is the way that the Lord wants you to dress up in. So we thank you, Lord, for that in the name of Jesus, for Angela, and for the peace that you bring on her, Father God, to continue walking in your ways, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Let's see. Where is she? All right. Angela, you there?
Yes. Okay. Thank you for the prayer. Thank you. And I also, may I ask your permission, and if I have liberty, to pray for the young lady with her job, because I was in a situation like that, and I'm becoming a boss like that. So I pray that all her needs be met in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, if there's any training that she needs, Father, I ask that you, I don't know if she's a believer or not, but God, that you visit her and you help her in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind the hand of the enemy, which might try not to try to, you know, to come against her with her finances, is the things, some finances that they need to take care of home, that it won't be disrupted. And even if this situation happens, God, allow her to get unemployment to move on for extra training or whatever she needs. God, I ask that you send her a place that will love her, that will educate her, that will train her, that will provide for her, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. So, Father, I pray for that young lady, your mercy and your grace upon it. I pray that you meet every need according to your riches and glory unto that woman, oh God. Father, I praise and thank you that, yes, she learned some things there. God, let her learn less of compassion, where she may be a boss or a manager or whatsoever, Lord God, or if there's any additional things that she may have in CMS, the platform that she could go home and learn it, do the extra if she needs it. So, Father, I pray for her. Please, Lord God, don't let her be forsaken. Have her, that may be the only job that she has for her family, her child, or her individually for herself, oh God. So, Father, even in this, God, I ask that she finds your hand, that you speak to her, that you draw unto her. Father, that she needs salvation, Lord God, that you save her, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, I praise and thank you that you are the answer to her prayer. I praise and thank you, Lord God. But, Father, everything will work together for her good because she will love you, and then she'll be called according to your purpose, oh God. So, Father, I give you praise on tonight, and I thank you for even enabling me to listen to that call in Jesus' name. Amen. Sister, enjoy your night. Have a great rest of your week, your peaceful week, and may God lead and guide you today and forevermore.
God bless you, Angela. And that was for you, Valerie. She was praying for you. All right. Well, God bless you.
I was praying for the young. I was praying for the young woman, or the older woman. I don't know, but I've been in a position like that. It's things that we could go online, if she needs to do Microsoft, Excel, whatever, that she could take that time to go online and enlist in some of the workshops in Jesus' name. Whatever she needs to complete and perfect that which concerns her with her job in every area of her life. I was praying for the other women. Woman, if she doesn't know God, I'm praying for salvation upon her in Jesus' name.
All right. Well, God bless you. You have a wonderful week.
You too. I sure will.
All right. All right. Bye-bye. Thank you. All right. The next caller, 828-442, your name and where you're from.
From North Carolina. Hey, Carmen. It's Jennifer from North Carolina.
All right. Jennifer from North Carolina. Give me a minute. I'll pray for you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for Jennifer, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because it's time. It's time. It's time to do the things that you are not used to doing. Thank you, Lord. It's time to do the things that you're not used to doing, new things. And every time we're in new things, it's not, it can be scary. It can be scary. But God says, I am with you. I won't forsake you. I'm holding you by your hand. Walk. And see that I'm good to you. I will show you the way. I will show you the way. So I see you like getting up, walking, and I see you holding hands with the Lord. He's getting you there. He's getting you there. You're not alone. Don't fear, for God is with you. He is with you. Amen. And that's all I'm getting. And I just see you walking, and it's new things. New things that you haven't done before, and God is with you. Amen. That's all I can say about that. Give me one second here. All right, give me here. All right. Okay. All right. All right, Jennifer, how are you?
Amen. I'm good. Tired, but good. Lord kind of led me to online event today lasted 13 hours, so, but every message he was speaking to me, I was been in tears most of the day, But yeah, he's definitely calling me to new things. And I am kind of scared, but I do know he's with me.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, we can do it with Christ. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, right? We can do it with him. Without him, we can't. And so you're not alone. You're with him. Is there anything particular that you want us to pray about?
Just these clarity in those steps, what I'm supposed to be doing, and then for my children, Colin, especially right now, job. He's in a very dangerous situation. He's a teacher at a school.
This is your friend?
Dangerous. Not my son.
Your son.
Yes. And
he's a teacher in a school.
Yeah, it's just a very dangerous school. And he's mentally, it is, I think he's, he said he's thinks he has PTSD from, you know, being in that school day after day and just never knowing what, you know, the students. I mean, it's just crazy. But just for God to put him in the right place, safe place.
Yeah. Mhm. But even in the midst of where he's at, God can keep him in peace. Because I remember, I'll give you this example. My ex-husband, when we were still married years ago, he went to a war. And he called me and he says, please pray for me. This is getting really bad. And I said, okay, I'll be praying for you. So I said, Lord, keep him safe. Protect him. And where did God put him? In the front line. But you know what? The war had not started, but they put him in the front line. In the front lines, he was Army, and they put him in with the Marines. There, they put him, instead of in tents, they put him in a building. In that building, he ate real good food, steaks. They had all kinds of stuff, good food, that he didn't have when he was behind, where they were eating MRE. And so MREs are packets, prepackaged food that the soldiers eat, and there's a variety of foods in there. And so it's all compacted, and they have to heat it up with this special heating agent where they heat it up and all that. But, you know, that kind of food is high in protein, and it's not really good for you. So he ended up being in the front. As soon as the war had started, they immediately sent him to the back with the rest of the guys. And I was like, then I understood where he was supposed to be. He was the safest was up front, not in the back. God had given him the best, you know, good food, a building where he didn't have sand in his building. He was protected. He was taken care of. And I couldn't believe it. What, you know, had happened. At first I was like, what? But then we couldn't call each other because we didn't have a cell phone. At those days, we didn't have the cell phone. And so weeks later, he calls me telling me what had happened. And he had met one of these well-known military from the Marines. I think his name was Oliver North. And they got to meet him, and they were encouraged by this gentleman. And, the situation that he thought was for evil turned out to be a blessing for him and very memorable for him. And so we just lift up your son right now. We ask you, Father God, to touch your son, her son, Father God, that wherever he is in that school, that you keep him protected, Father God. Not like the world understands it, but, Lord, the way that you send your angels to protect him, wherever he needs to be, that he will be in the right place where you want him to be. Just like you have protected my ex-husband when he was in war, Lord, I just ask you to protect this young man. And I pray, Father God, that your peace come upon him from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, Father God, that you will cover him, envelop him in your peace, Father God, that he will know that there is a God, the God that mom is talking about, that he has an experience of his own, Father God, where he'll see that you are the living God and that you care for him. So we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for that protection. And I pray, Father God, that when it is time for him to move on, that you'll open the doors wherever he needs to go to find a new job, Father God, a new job. But meanwhile, he's there, Lord, we just pray for protection in Jesus' name, that your angels be rounded about him in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for that. We thank you for Jennifer, Father God, for her showing him the way, the things of God. And I just thank you, Father God, that her faith is also praying for him, also praying for his protection. Thank you, Lord. You hear a mama's prayer. And a mama's prayer does not go on deaf ears in our God's ears. You hear it, Lord. And so we thank you, Father God. As mothers, we pray and ask for the protection of this young man, and also the protection of all those that are on the line that have children, and for all those that are on the line, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. All right.
Amen.
Jennifer.
Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Anything else? God bless. You have a good
Thank
week.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. I have other callers on the line. They don't have their hands raised up. Dial 1 on your phone, and it'll bring you in the queue. Wait a minute to see if you need ministering to. All right. Dialing 1. On your phone, and that'll put you in the queue. All right. Okay. 561-729, your name and where you're from?
Monique Shavers, and I'm from Kissimmee, Florida.
I'm sorry, your first name, Monique?
Yes.
Okay. Give me a minute. I'll put you on mute, and then I'll come back to you. I'll be praying. All right. Thank you, Lord, for Monique from Florida. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes, you know, our family relationships aren't always what we want them to be. But God's calling us to love our family. And sometimes that doesn't mean that we're up in their homes and spending a lot of time. Sometimes people do things. And we have to gain trust again, but they have to also prove that they can be trusted. And so love doesn't mean that we just discard them. Yeah, we may have to have our distance from them, but God wants us to love them by praying for them and asking God to deliver them from whatever actions they're following, whatever they're doing that is causing hurt maybe against you and others. So we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Monica, the changes in her heart, realizing that you love everybody too, just like you love her, and that you are wanting to use her as a vessel of love. Thank you, Jesus. And sometimes it takes forgiveness. Sometimes we have to forgive, but that doesn't mean that we allow them in to continue to do things against us. There's boundaries that we have to set in place, but that doesn't mean that the boundaries is hate. It's boundaries is not allowing that person to come and to continue hurting. And so they have to show repentance too, but that's upon them and the Lord. But upon you, you're to forgive them so that your heart will be released to continue loving and to continue praying for them so you can have a free heart. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for the things that are changing in Monique's heart. And we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, because it's you. You're working this in her, in Jesus' name. All right. All right, Monique. Hi, how
Thank
are
you?
You?
I'm great today.
Do you need prayer for anything? Anything you would like to say?
Yes, I need prayer for right now I'm renting an apartment, and it's like since I moved in here, I've been having problem after problem after problem. And I just pray that the Lord touches the landlord's heart, because the landlord, they're older people, so I respect that as well. And I know they can't do as much as they can do, you know, to bless my landlord so they can be able to get the right people to fix what the main plumbing problem is, and also to prepare me to be a first-time home buyer.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, Father God, in the name of Jesus, you hear Monica's heart, Monique's heart, Father God. You hear what she's saying. We just pray, Father God, for these landlords, Father God, that you would help them, Father God, to find the right people to do the work that needs to be done in the apartments, Lord. We just ask you, Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for the compassion that she has for them, that they be able to... that she understands that they're limited in because of their age. But we just ask you, Father God, to open the doors for them to be able to find the right people at the right price that will do a good job, an excellent job. And so her desire is to be a first-time buyer of a home, Lord. We ask you, Father God, that you would let her, as she does her research, that you would guide her to the right people to speak to, to know how she can go about doing that, Father God. And I just pray that, Father God, that you just bless her and guide her and just connect her with the right people, Father God, for her to have a home. She wants a home of her own where she can feel safe, where she can feel that it is hers. And so who doesn't want that, Father? We just ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you just touch her right now. Open the doors for her. And help her to go through the right door, to be connected with the right people, people that are going to help her, people that are going to guide her and tell her the good and the bad so that she can make good decisions in the long run, Father God, that she can make the best decision for her life and for her home. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. Bless her with that. And as you bless her with that, you will bless her so that she could continue to be a blessing to others. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Because
thank
we
you.
Are blessed to be a blessing. So we thank you, Father God, as she has all the things that she needs coming from you, Lord, that you will continue using her to bless others. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You know, I still sense that thing with the relationships, okay? What I had mentioned before. I know it's hard. Sometimes that'll stifle everything else. You know, God wants us to have our hearts free. And so work on that and seek the Lord on that. Amen.
Amen.
All right, girl. Is there anything else you'd like to say or talk about or pray?
I like to pray for on my job. You know, I work at a youth prison, so prayer. There's a lot of things that goes on in the facility that's not right, and just pray for the youth to be covered in. Whatever that is going on wrong, that the Lord would expose it in due time and in due season.
You say you work with youth?
Yes.
Oh, that's a heavy duty job because you gotta really know how to handle and talk to children, because the youth aren't always easy and they come with a lot of baggage from home. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for my sister, Father God, for that love. To be with the youth, it takes special people, Father God, to work with the youth. And so I pray, Father God, is she seeing things that shouldn't be? And I just pray, Father God, that whatever it is, that you expose it, that you bring it to the light, that whatever it shouldn't be happening, that things get exposed in the name of Jesus. and that as they get exposed, that those that shouldn't be there get removed. And so I pray, Father God, for this job that she wants or a different job or this situation with this job, that you would just touch that situation in the name of Jesus and give her wisdom to know how to deal with the youth, Father God, because it's not an easy job. And many come with baggage. So we just ask you, Father God, that you give her the right words, the right look, because sometimes even with a look, you can touch someone. And so I just pray that how she says things, how she looks, how she even touches or guides, Lord, that it'll be the perfect words, that it'll be the perfect look, that it'll be the perfect guidance in Jesus' name. Guide her. Help her in Jesus' name. We thank you for that in the name of Jesus. All right, girl. Anything else?
Thank you. That's it.
All right. Well, you have a good week, and I pray that good things happen and that God uses you to touch these youth, because they really need it. This youth is very different from any other time. They have a lot
of
challenges.
So,
God bless you. God bless you for that. I know
Thank
that it's
you.
Not easy. All right. Well, God bless.
Thank you.
Have a great week. Bye-bye.
You too.
All right. If there's no one else that wants to raise their hands and need ministering tonight, well, then I'll end the show. Just give you a few minutes. Okay. All right. Dial one, and you'll be in the queue. All right. All right, everybody. It seems like nobody wants, they want to hear. That's okay. That's okay, too. And so God bless you. You have a wonderful week. God bless you and keep you, and may his face shine upon you and give you peace. God bless.